Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans are slamming President Biden for failing to defend U.S. national interests at the G7 summit. It began with former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who said in an interview Sunday, Biden's claim that America is back is bringing back the Obama days when America was weak. The Department of Justice on Monday night asked the Supreme Court to reinstate the death penalty for Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. Tsarnaev and his brother killed three people and wounded hundreds of others after planting bombs near the finish line of the Boston Marathon in 2013. An appeals court last year dismissed his death sentence, finding that the judge in his 2015 trial failed to guarantee a fair jury due to extensive media coverage. The heat is going to be dangerous in the southwest United States this week. In Texas, the power grid operator has asked people to reduce electric use as much as possible until Friday. Be sure to take plenty of drinking water with you if you're traveling on the roads. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Claiming success this week for his European diplomacy tour over the past week, the president will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin Wednesday. Tim Berg with the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
President Biden says the NATO summit has been a success. Biden calling the NATO alliance rock solid and unshakable during a briefing in Brussels, despite the efforts of powerful nations like Russia and China. As all eyes turn to President Biden's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday, President Biden was asked what he'll tell Putin about how far the United States will go when the two countries don't agree.
We should decide where it's in our mutual interest and the interest of the world to cooperate. And the areas where we don't agree, make it clear what the red lines are.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Four teams remain for hockey's Stanley Cup. Monday night, the Vegas Golden Knights beat the Montreal Canadiens 4-1 and lead the best-of-four series 1-0. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Ivy League schools are considered to be the most prestigious of all colleges in the United States. Now, a defector from North Korea, Yeonmi Park on Fox News, says actions by her Ivy League school remind her of North Korea's oppressive ways.
Every day at Columbia, I was thinking, how is it possible? I couldn't believe that was actually happening to this country. You know, every single day I go to classroom and they tell me, you know, in order for us to create a safe place, we need to stop asking the truth. And that's what it was in North Korea, that they told us in order for us to be, you know, protected by the dear leader, we should stop questioning. And that was exactly at Columbia I had to go through. These are the worst things, not just silence. As soon as I spoke out, they were saying, oh, you're just brainwashed from North Korea. And just seeing everybody, you know, doing that, I think they were not just silenced. In order to feed it and not being canceled, everybody had to echo whatever they were saying. And I think for me to get a good GPA and graduate, I had to really shut up and, you know, echo whatever they said.
Last May, Elon Musk took to Twitter to reveal that he would be selling off his entire $100 million real estate portfolio, including Gene Wilder's home, to focus on his mission to Mars. Located south of San Francisco, the mansion Musk refers to as his special place sold Monday for $37.5 million. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America 6 minutes after the top of the hour. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor, joins us now. Hey, James, how we doing, buddy?
Doing well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. A little legal thing just before we get underway, and that is AOC over the weekend seemed to put a little push on Judge Breyer. Maybe time for him to get out so that the Democrats could control that seat. I guess they feel entitled to that seat, right?
They feel entitled to everything these days, and I think, you know, this is part of a concerted effort where what they're doing is using a kind of like a sword of Damocles.
Yes.
The idea of court packing to put pressure on the Supreme Court. And because there are so many hot button issues coming before them. So it's totally inappropriate, but the media and the left are doing that.
Well, and it's amazing. I mean, not only that, then you got Nancy Pelosi being the one to, you know, cancel the cancel on Ilhan Omar and her anti-Semitic statements. You know, I mean, she makes a straight out statement, James, and says, well, I was taken out of context. I mean, I don't know how you take a simple sentence that she stated from her lips. I mean, it doesn't take much interpretation. It's just straight anti-Semitic.
Well, she is a central problem for the Democrat Party, a very serious one. And they can't really discuss it openly. And yes, she's always disingenuous after the fact because her statements are indefensible. And so that's kind of what occurs on a regular basis. But, you know, it's interesting to watch party leaders walk the tightrope and try to literally ignore what is blatant bigotry on the part of her. So we'll see what happens.
How can Nancy Pelosi, supposedly a woman of faith, I mean, how much political capital can she use to support, you know, the likes of Ilhan Omar and Ocasio-Cortez at all?
It's difficult to analyze this political calculus because it doesn't seem to be based in any kind of concern about constituents or even elections. It seems to be purely agenda-driven, and, you know, both parties were united in their support of the nation of Israel, and for decades, actually since 1948 when the country came into being, probably Israel, England, and Japan are some of the best allies that the United States has. But today's, you know, left-wing organizations obviously have switched completely, and they're devoted to Israel's enemies. And mm-hmm. so it creates a real problem for the Democrat Party. It's a problem. It should be an electoral problem, but it doesn't mm-hmm. like that party is operating in that sphere right now.
Exactly. Well, and then, of course, the news after the weekend was that Benjamin Netanyahu, after 12 years of service, will no longer be the prime minister of Israel. What do you make of this?
Well, it's been a dream, again, of the same. I mean, it's part of a leftist agenda to do anything to get him out. He was hated in a way unlike any other leader other than our previous president. He, you know, it's a parliamentary system, so it's constantly fluid. He says he'll be back because it's really a coalition of strange parties in Israel that are working together with basically only one goal, is to get Netanyahu out of power. Mm-hmm. Ironically, it's a Netanyahu protege who's in power and who is ostensibly similarly conservative, but can't govern that way because of the deals he's done with other parties in order to get Netanyahu out of there. So it's a real power struggle, but I would not count Netanyahu out because mm-hmm. coalitions can be made one day and broken the next.
Yeah, we're talking, a two-vote difference here? Roughly?
Yeah. It's
by really two votes?
Close.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly, to your point. I want to address China because the president has been overseas, the G7, NATO nations, and the announcement that came out after the G7 was pretty mealy-mouthed regarding China. I mean, China is responsible for killing millions of people, and I don't think you need a severe, higher education degree to figure that out. This is on their doorstep, and they're doing everything they can to block any kind of investigation. They're utilizing every angle that they possibly can. And it's like the United States and the international community is rendered inert in this process, because the way they're attacking this deal, James, it's almost like they're really not serious about getting down to the bottom of exactly what happened and this lab leak out of Wuhan.
Oh, absolutely. There's so many things to say about the G7, but it's interesting because I just did my most recent article, which was up on jamesherson.com and newsmax.com, and I was profiling Chuck Norris.
Mm-hmm.
And ironically, Chuck Norris recently, he's very outspoken. He writes columns. He does appearances and stuff still. And that's the issue that he was talking about. Mm-hmm. He correctly has identified China as the most serious threat to the United States on the world stage. And yet, not only is, in terms of our leadership, not acting like it's a threat, they are doing everything they can to strengthen China. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways, of course, is getting rid of the previous administration's restrictions on the overheated trade with China, but in addition, the $6 trillion budget number, which basically makes this country more dependent on China financially in a very serious way, which really is not just an economic issue, as Chuck Norris pointed mm-hmm. out, it is a national security issue.
Without a doubt, yeah.
And we got to listen to Chuck Norris, because mm-hmm. you remember, Chuck Norris has these amazing abilities, according to the Internet, all these memes on Chuck Norris.
Mm-hmm.
There was this, Chuck Norris has achieved a level of notoriety on the Internet that would make the Kardashians jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was this trend, they call it facts on Chuck Norris.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with this, but it's things like this. Chuck Norris makes onions cry. That's one of the memes it'll say. Chuck Norris can strangle you with a cordless phone. Chuck Norris counted to infinity twice. Chuck Norris's computer has no backspace button. Chuck Norris doesn't make mistakes. So these are these.
I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. Since 1983, the Tide Ministry has been airing a single program in Zimbabwe called Amakuku Evangeli, which means precious gospel. Now God has opened the door for us to soon begin broadcasting 12 hours of gospel programming daily across Zimbabwe. This extended broadcast time is a result of a developing partnership with an educational organization called Enhanced Access to Great Learning Experiences. They will supply the broadcasting license and transmitter, with the Tide Studio in Zimbabwe providing the labor, equipment, and production facilities, and together we'll split 24 hours of daily broadcast time. This partnership is part of our 75th anniversary Diamond Vision to amplify ministry initiatives and bring glory to God as we steward His ministry. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and our vision to tell even more people about Jesus in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. We are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And as independent as you want to be, or you want him to be, and you appreciate his pursuit of the truth as well, James Hurston, New York Times best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. Yeah, I love those memes about... Norris. It does. I mean, it's kind of amazing. I mean, in this era of the cancel culture, we've been looking for somebody who could withstand the power of the cancel, and it would appear that Chuck Norris is the guy, right?
Well, yeah, it took on a life of its own. It didn't start, you know, Chuck Norris is a martial arts champion, and he was an action movie star. He came into being mainly because Bruce Lee asked him to play a villain in one of his films. That's what made Chuck Norris into an actor. Actually, he instructed big stars on self-defense for many years. But all of a sudden, it sprang up on the Internet, and the college students would send these Chuck Norris facts that were like exaggerated one-liners giving all these attributes to Chuck Norris. But interestingly, Chuck Norris is a Christian man today.
Yes.
And there was one of those memes. It said, Chuck Norris's tears cure cancer was the meme.
Mm.
But too bad Chuck Norris never cries. But anyway, so Chuck Norris responded to that. Talking about his faith.
Yes.
And what Chuck Norris said was, there was a man whose tears could cure cancer or any other disease, including the real cause of all diseases, sin.
Mm.
His blood did.
Yes.
His name was Jesus, not Chuck Norris. If your soul needs healing, the prescription you need is not Chuck Norris's tears. It's Jesus' blood.
Mm.
Now, that is amazing from anyone, but it had greater weight because of the fact that at the time Norris made that, he was, in fact, probably the most powerful man on the Internet.
Amazing. Amazing.
So it is. Wow. It is amazing. But he's someone that is unapologetic about being a Christian, about being washed in the blood.
Amen.
And at the same time, he has the courage to speak out mm-hmm. on what's happening in our world, which, as we've discussed many times, has gone way beyond politics, right. Way beyond day-to-day statements. It is truly a battle of good and evil.
It really is.
It's really a spiritual dimension.
It's that diabolical. And, what Chuck Norris is saying, James, is what you and I believe in, is that once you've had an encounter with Jesus, you can never be the same. And it really, I mean, you talk about freedom, you know, true liberty and independence and freedom in Christ. I mean, this is what Chuck Norris expresses. To one of the memes that I appreciated that you wrote about, it says when Chuck Norris enters a room, he doesn't turn the lights on, he turns the dark off. You know, when you think about Jesus Christ, that's what Jesus does. You know, there's no darkness around Christ.
Absolutely. Well, no, he's the light of the world.
Yes.
When the light comes into the world comprehendeth him not. You know, the paraphrase of Scripture.
Right.
But that's giving Chuck Norris sort of these divine powers exaggerated, which was part of the spoof.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, that is what we're talking about today. We're talking about light versus darkness, and we're talking about, as the Scripture talks about, that we are not engaged in battles of flesh and blood,
mm-hmm.
but we're engaged in battles with powers and principalities that are beyond our senses,
right.
That are in another dimension, and that is, in fact, what we refer to as spiritual. There's
mm-hmm.
a spiritual dimension, and therefore, it's more important than ever in this world, all over the world, but especially here in America, the center of the cyclone, so to speak,
right.
That we have to pray.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to pray. We've got to turn towards the Lord and spend time with the Lord and pray.
Exactly.
Pray for our nation, our leaders, pray for our people to become informed by great shows like Bill Martinez, and be able to understand the depth of the period we're living in, because it really is this spiritual battle.
Well, as you say, it is a battle for good and evil. We were told in the Old Testament, in the book of Isaiah, that there would be that time when evil would be called good, good would be called evil. And if you are not discerning, you know, just as James has written about in his column here, if you're not discerning of that which is good and that which is of God, you're not going to hear God's voice. And it's clear that God has given us a warning, told us what was going to happen. And the very thing that is going to that he said was going to happen is unfolding right before our eyes, James. So then, you know, to your point, what do we do if you're not having a conversation with God on an ongoing basis? And I find myself, you know, more constant in my conversation with God, because it seems like what the world seems to be subjected to these days are "Oh God" moments, time and time again. What do you say?
Oh yeah, St. Paul always wrote over and over again about constant prayer, constantly praying, praying is, what is that? A conversation with the creator of the universe, staying in him. And that's right. He gives us discernment. He brings all truth to us. You know, Chuck Norris's mom this year turned 100 years old. And Mother's Day, which just happened, he talked about praying for each other. And he said that all of his life, his mother prayed for him. And apparently when he was born, he almost died from complications. She was there praying. And when he got into Hollywood, as many people do, he lost his soul for a while because he was completely surrounded by temptations in the celebrity world. And it's like that, distractions. And she constantly prayed for him to find salvation again, which he did, because he had first met the Lord at a Billy Graham crusade when he was only 12.
Right.
But that was long before, you know, he got into fame and stardom and the action movies and getting into Hollywood. But he's grounded now. He has a good marriage, and he's a courageous, valiant St. John the Baptist in the desert. But at the same time, he's able to get a bit of a megaphone that other people can't. So I appreciate Chuck Norris.
Yeah, without a doubt. I like when he said that his mother prayed for me to find a woman to change my life, and it worked.
Well, that's true. And, you know, a marriage is a great sacrament and a great blessing. And, you know, Chuck had some difficulty there, but he did. His mother's prayers paid off. It's kind of like the mother of the famous theologian and bishop, St. Augustine, who is venerated as St. Monica. She also had a wayward son who was indulging in anything that would give him pleasure, very talented person. And she prayed for him for decades and decades. And he not only came to God, he became one of the most influential figures in Christian history and in the history of philosophy.
Yes, absolutely. Chuck Norris, in only the way that he could say it. And James Hurston, of course, documenting and blessing us with the Chuck Norris meme story. Good stuff here, James. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Danowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans are slamming President Biden for failing to defend U.S. national interests at the G7 summit. It began with former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who said in an interview Sunday, Biden's claim that America is back is bringing back the Obama days when America was weak. The Department of Justice on Monday night asked the Supreme Court to reinstate the death penalty for Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. Tsarnaev and his brother killed three people and wounded hundreds of others after planting bombs near the finish line of the Boston Marathon in 2013. An appeals court last year dismissed his death sentence, finding that the judge in his 2015 trial failed to guarantee a fair jury due to extensive media coverage. The heat is going to be dangerous in the southwest United States this week. In Texas, the power grid operator has asked people to reduce electric use as much as possible until Friday. Be sure to take plenty of drinking water with you if you're traveling on the roads. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813.
Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hey, welcome back. How you doing? Hey, why not make this the best day ever, huh? Why not? It's okay to expect that. The best day ever. And that's my prayer for you. How you doing? 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and it's time for Jeff Kemp. Yes, the former NFL QB, now ministry leader, who focuses on relationships, family, manhood, marriage, all that good stuff. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Bill. Just came back from a marriage retreat with my wife. We went to a marriage conference and got some extra tennis in.
Well, good.
Refresher for our marriage. It was
excellent. Well, that's excellent. Well, maybe that's what happened. See, you went to this marriage counseling thing, and I felt like we needed to talk about marriage for a lifetime. Are you channeling me? Are you stalking me? What are you doing?
Oh, man, I think I'm normal. And when my wife said, hey, we need to go to one of the marriage conferences, I thought, oh, sure.
Yeah.
Let's go learn how they do it, because we're speakers for marriage. We're actually presenters. And she said,
right.
No, our marriage needs it. We
oh,
need
wow. Wow!
I said, "Oh, okay, yes, let's go."
did I ever tell you my story about I went to one of those marriage encounter things, you know? And same thing, you know, the wife came up with the idea, said, okay, this, we ought to do this. And we meet in the first night, and there's probably about, I don't know, about 50 couples. And we're going around the room, and people are, you know, they ask, okay, what did you do to prepare, you know, for this weekend and everything? And you say, so you hear the usual stuff of, well, you know, we fasted, we were praying, we've got people praying for us all, you know, everybody's telling their all individual stories. And then there was this young, you know, Chinese couple, and the gal just kind of giggled first and says, well, wow, praying, fasting, we didn't do that. We just chased each other around the apartment half naked with water pistols. That was their preparation. About 49. 49 other couples. Yeah, 49 other couples are going, where's my squirt gun? You know?
Yeah. That's our problem. We haven't been doing that.
That's it. I mean, it's just like, what happened to the fun, you know? And it really brought some sobriety, you know, to the whole event. I mean, because this happened, I don't know, this had happened 25 years ago. I still remember it like it was yesterday. Just absolutely precious, this young gal. She's just so sweet and innocent. So, well, I don't know about you. We just chase each other around the apartment half naked, squirting each other with water pistols. He said,
that's
voila.
True. I think the only thing better is if you're completely naked.
Yeah, but we have a family show here, so now we've caused the mothers to run off. Stacy's going to hear about it going, Jeff and Bill together, these knuckleheads, we can't have these guys together before you know it. You know, they're having too much fun here. So, anyway, well, good. So I'm glad you didn't. And I wanted to talk about marriage for a lifetime. And so it is rich that you just came off of this weekend. And so what is the big takeaway for you that went into this thinking, hey, we're doing okay. And then she says, well, maybe we need a tune up here.
You know what? Marriage is the ultimate intimate relationship of connecting two people mm-hmm. to each other on earth. And God is a relationship God. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Right.
And he made us for a relationship. But the challenge is we are so imperfect and selfish.
Right.
And for us to make relationships work takes covenant. It takes preparation. It takes having the right vision for it. Mm-hmm. It takes unselfishness. It takes maturing. It takes a team with people that support us, and we are smart to go get counsel, smart mm-hmm. to go see our priest or our pastor, smart to have a mentor couple, smart to have other couples who, you know, knock you upside the head and say, hey, knucklehead, you need to love your wife, not complain about your wife, okay?
Exactly. Right.
Hey, sweetie, your husband probably needs some respect if you want to see him act more respectable. You need mm-hmm. You need a team, but you need to be committed. And there was this great illustration that they did at this weekend. I remember this one couple was speaking, and they had a board, and there were three strings on it, and another board that had two strings on it. And they tried to braid the two strings together
mm-hmm.
and see them stick together. Well, the two strings braided together didn't stick together very well. They mm-hmm. easily separated. But the three
wow.
braided together perfectly, you know? And the
great illustration.
It's God.
Yeah, exactly.
If God wants to be the glue mm-hmm. in our marriages, mm-hmm. And he makes us more humble, he makes us more forgiving, he helps us love when we don't feel like it, he gives us the blueprints in the Bible, he's unselfish, that's what Jesus was. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Jason, I found it. There's some big things that I needed to apologize for. We both wrote each other a love letter, but it was like 50% apology and a little bit of forgiveness of the other person and a lot of remembering why we married one another and what we love about each other. Marriage takes effort and intentionality and a team, but most of all, it takes the Lord weaving you together, which is my hope that I give to anyone. If your marriage is struggling, if you're really on the rocks, if there's been unfaithfulness, there's always hope because there's always God. He forgives sin, and Jesus rose from the dead. If he can rise from the dead, he can even resurrect a broken marriage.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, we've seen it happen, you know, time and time again, because, you know, divorce is not the answer. That's the culture's answer. Culture, man, you know, look at, he's a pain, she's a pain, just get a divorce and hold on. You go talk to some attorneys you'll never talk to ever again. They'll never be on your Christmas card list. You pay them the money, you devastate your kids, your legacy is compromised, all because you took the counsel, you know, to your earlier point. You want to make sure you get godly counsel, not the counsel of the culture that says, hey, it's okay, you know, I want you to be like us. You know, look at, you know, we're surviving. You know, we got divorced. The kids aren't that bad. You know, they survived. I mean, yeah, you know, the way they talk about this as if it's no consequence. I mean, it's no wonder that we're so casual about abortion, Jeff. We really don't care about life. I mean, because this is the issue of life. This is the bedrock. These are the building blocks of life, and this is what God is about. You know, life, relationships, and in any kind of life and relationship, as you said, It doesn't require, it demands nurturing. And even though for us guys, we're not nurturers by wiring necessarily, but it doesn't mean that we can't do it. It doesn't mean that we can't, come alongside our wives, and you'd be surprised, because they're natural nurturers. You know, they can pick up the slack. They'll make up that other part that's lacking along with God's grace to help you, get through that nurturing experience, right?
Yeah, Gary Smalley, it reminds every man, you may not have the money for counseling or want to go to counseling, but you have a free built-in counselor.
Amen.
Just ask your wife, 0 to 10, how's our relationship? Listen to her and then say, what would it take to move it closer to a 10? Your wife is wired for relationship.
Right.
Husbands are wired for initiation. So let's work on our marriages, Bill. Let's appreciate
what
God gave our spouse.
Exactly.
Giver of good gifts.
Yeah, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and receives favor from the Lord. I mean, think about that, Jeff. I mean, for God, you talk about intentionality. God's intentionality is to give you favor when you find a wife. He says, hey, it's a good thing. So what made it a bad thing when it started out as a good thing?
Us.
Yeah,
world.
People. Yeah, people. We're mortal.
Selfish,
yeah.
Selfish inside, broken will. But, I mean, you got to remind people, God exists. God forgives. The Bible is true. You know, the vows for marriage, those five-letter phrases, in sickness and health, for worth, and for riches, for virtue, for poor, till death do us part. Those are for the tough times.
Yeah.
And marriage will have tough times. It's the covenant and the commitment and the Lord and actually working on it and working through it that will get you there. Marriage is worth it.
Yeah, and as you say, Jeff, there's key signs there. When things are not right. But, hey, I'm guilty of this as well. When Stacy talked to you and said, hey, you need a tune-up, I mean, my wife could very well be saying the same thing to me, is that it's easy for us. You get involved in ministry, you get involved in business and other things that you miss out and you miss the signs. You really just don't stop and see your wife, being isolating herself and caring. Unspoken pain, which I think is the worst. That is just absolutely grievous when you realize that the one you love and care so much about, that she's back there carrying this incredible amount of pain for the marriage. Jeff Kemp, as always, appreciate it. God bless.
This is sponsored by Sage Therapeutics Incorporated. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is a mood disorder that can affect women during and after childbirth. Unlike the baby blues, which typically last for a few days or 1 to 2 weeks, PPD persists with symptoms including sadness, tearfulness or hopelessness, outbursts or irritability, worrying or feeling overly anxious, oversleeping or being unable to sleep, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, trouble bonding with the baby, or thoughts of harming oneself or the baby. A new research study called Skylark is now evaluating an investigational oral medication in PPD, and the study is seeking moms experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression. Dr. Judith Joseph, MD, MBA, and Teresa Escobar say,
about 1 in 8 mothers in the U.S. have symptoms of PPD, and it can affect not only the mother, but also the whole family.
The Skylark clinical trial is studying a potential medicine for women with PPD.
For more information about the study and to see if you or a loved one might be eligible, visit www.skylarkppdstudy.com.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance. Finance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the finance law number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
About 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, it is time for the good news, girl. Yes, we go to Sam's Corner and we get the latest update on the viral videos that people are talking about. Hey, Sam, how we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Always good to hear your voice. You are just such a shining light, lady. I want you to know this. You're such a blessing. I so appreciate you. And I think we appropriately titled you as the Good News Girl because you bring more than good news. It's just, you know, it's like a day without you. It's like a day without sunshine. You know, I'm telling you.
That's the best compliment. I feel the same way about you. Thank you.
You're just so special. Yes, hey. Well, good deal. Oh. Hey, this first story, I heard about this and I thought, whoa, how incredibly generous. You've got a student who is, what, top of the class? I mean, she's getting all kinds of awards and everything. And I think, what was it, through her local school? I mean, anyway, she's on her way to Harvard. And so, you know, and Harvard's not cheap. And a $40,000 scholarship would just help to offset the expenses. But she had already gotten so many other scholarships and awards out of her generous heart, I mean, which says something about this person and what kind of contribution she will be making to society after she graduates and enters the world, to decide to give the $40,000 scholarship that she earned, was rightfully hers, and she gave it to a student attending community college. What a sweet story here, Sam.
That's right. So Verda Teta, she, like you said, she got accepted into Harvard University, and we all know how difficult and challenging that is. So, I mean, she is extremely intelligent, hardworking young woman, and like you said, she received a scholarship of $40,000 from her high school, and during the graduation ceremony, she talked about how grateful she was, and she said what she wanted to do was give a scholarship to somebody that she thought needed it more. And her own mom had graduated from a community college at 39. I think this was an inspiration for her. And she's like, she asked the school to consider donating the scholarship to someone who's going to community college. And, you know, community college, this could help more than one person. This could help multiple people.
I was going to say 40,000.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. It would go a long way.
You could cover it for, you know, like several people. And I just think, I think that her respect for the community colleges also, because, you know, sometimes you think of like maybe people going to prestigious universities, maybe, you know, having a bit of snobbery or you know, maybe not appreciating the value of community colleges, which I think community colleges are an extremely valuable asset, and they're a great tool and opportunity. You know, I went to one myself, and I thought they were amazing, and, you know, it was an affordable way to start off your college career. And I just, I think I just so admire her and can't wait to see what she accomplishes in life.
Well, when you think about the cost benefit of community college, I mean, especially the first 2 years, even at a prestigious college like Harvard, I mean, you still got to get your general eds out of the way. And
that's
you
right.
get those handed, you know, get those 60 credits, do it at a community college. And, oh, yeah, by the way, mature a little bit and figure out, you know, exactly what your major is going to be. Because in those first 2 years, I don't care if community college, Yale, Harvard, wherever you go, if you ask these kids how many times did you change your majors, you know, you would hear various numbers because, you know, at that age and with that lack of experience, this is why they make you take general eds and give you kind of an overview, kind of a touch on all these different disciplines where you may say, look, I want to be a history major. And then all of a sudden, you know, because you've had a political science class, you go, you know what? I think poli sci is a little bit more interesting. I'm going to change my major. I think I'm going to major in political science. You know, this is just the way, that's the way it happens. It's the natural course of events. And I think that is one of the key benefits of community college, the fact that you can, you know, be closer to home and mom can still do your laundry.
That's so true. And, just you know, kidding. You graduate. Well, I mean, hey, you know, we'll take it. But you graduate or you go to a community college, you can, like, I thought my level of education at a community college was amazing. And I graduated, you know, from North Carolina State University. And nobody asked where you started or anything like that. And, you know, I'm in a lot, like, I graduated with much less debt than I would have otherwise. And I just think more people should be encouraged to do this. And, you know, they offer associate programs and all kinds of, like, little specialties and different stuff like that. I just think community colleges are sometimes an underrated, like, you know, people need to not overlook that. It is an amazing tool. And more people.
It's a great step. I agree. And then if you decide, look, if you really want to go to Harvard, that is your dream, then go to Harvard, go make that happen.
Absolutely.
But at least you got 2 years underneath you. You've got a great foundation to move on, assuming that you did, you know, put in your due diligence. And, of course, if you're going to be accepted to Harvard, you're going to have to have done some due diligence to be able to transfer from a community college to, you know, a prestigious college like that. But, hey, look, it's a great story here. Again, I can't wait to see what this young girl's life looks like with a heart like this at this age out of high school. Wow. What a tremendous gift she is to her parents and her community, and certainly these students that are going to be able to enjoy, you know, part of that $40,000 scholarship, right, at their community college. So it's a good deal. Yeah, this next story is interesting. I know that, in fact, we were just talking earlier with Jeff Kemp about marriage for a lifetime. And when you don't have marriage for a lifetime, you know, you get these divorces and they get bitter and get really kind of bizarre. And you got a dad who made his final child support payment to, I guess it would have been to the mom and to the child, and he does it in 80,000 pennies. I think he was trying to make a point here. What do you think?
I think that obviously he had some issues. You know, it turns out this is actually in Richmond, Virginia. Avery Sanford, she's 18 years old, and she didn't really know what was happening when she first saw a truck kind of pull up outside her house. And she looks, and there's somebody dumping pennies, and it's like, what's going on? She hadn't seen her dad in years. And so, you know, they didn't realize it was him until he's like, this is the final child support payment. Well, you know, like, whatever happens between parents, doing something
right
like this also affected Avery, and she has a younger sister, and, you know, it's something that could have been a very humiliating situation for her and her family. And, you know, whatever happens between parents, I just find it difficult to understand, you know, how a dad would treat their child like that.
Right.
And
there's a lot of pain in the family, but she redeemed the pennies though, right?
Yes.
I mean,
that's right.
She turned it and paid it forward, right? It's a cool story. Go ahead and say it.
What made it a great story is she decides, you know, she's mature among her, like, beyond her years. Her mom was just like, I don't know what to do with it. And Avery's like, we should donate it to a local shelter. you know, so they take some snow shovels and put it into several coolers, and they take it and they donate it to a shelter, a domestic violence shelter called Safe Harbor. And when the story got out, what ended up happening was over $47,000 from around the world ended up being raised to help these women. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, you see what happens? You plant pennies and you get thousands of dollars. Isn't that awesome? And they put them in the they put them in these coolers, right? So again, reminding us that cash sometimes can be cold, right? Cold cash.
I think they didn't expect what happened. You know, I don't think Avery expected what happened. She was just trying to make the most out of a situation that could have, you know, really hurt her feelings.
Absolutely. And what is it? I'm curious, you know, what kind of impact this is going to have on her dad?
If this will have
any impact at all. I mean, if there's any kind of redemption, you know, for him, he would see that, okay, you know, out of spite and hurt and pain, maybe Mazel Tov. Maybe he just is blessed and realizes and, gosh, you could only hope that a father-daughter relationship, you know, could be restored. And would be the true fruit of the planting of these pennies out of frustration. Look at how much good, but can it even get better yet?
I hope so.
It's one of those stories to wait on, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, this is another story that's been getting a lot of notoriety. You've got a lobster diver supposedly swallowed by a whale. He's a modern day Jonah, I guess. And he says he was completely inside. But people are, you know, they're kind of questioning the veracity of all this, right?
Yeah, well, I'm wondering about this too. But you know, you read his story and about being down there, and I thought I was swallowed by a shark. Then I don't know what's going on. I started thinking about my sons that are like 12 and 15 years old. Think I'm never going to see them again. It's pitch black, but he can still breathe because he's got his breathing device under the water, and he realizes he can feel the muscles in the whale's mouth. So, you know, to me, this sounds like a crazy story, but I'm like, hey, I don't know how you would prove that this happened or not, but to me, like, hearing what he has to say sounds legitimate, and if it's legitimate, he is a modern day. It's crazy to think about.
Exactly.
He was in there for about 30 seconds.
Yeah. That's where you want to say, hey, come on, let's reenact this. Let's do it again. Let's go find a whale.
Right.
Get your gear on. Let's throw you in there. Let's,
Can you imagine the whale story?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah, exactly. Without a doubt. Well, another great story that Sam has to report on. You're going to have to read it. Actually, there's two others we didn't get to. You got an 8-year-old boy selling his Pokemon card collection. He's got a sick dog. $700 worth of treatment. Sells his Poke card collection in order to get money for his sick dog. That's a sweet story. And also, a chef who had his bike stolen during his shift, and a stranger replaces it. You see, there's many good people still here in America, and they're around, and these great stories that we need to hear more of, and this is why we appreciate Sam coming on every week. And like I said, go to Sam's Corner, and you can read and see the videos for yourself, and put a smile on your face and realize that, hey, it's all good, and we've got a lot of good people out there. Samantha Mao, right here. Thank you, Sam. Take care.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your